3 is a magic number. Alright, so why is the number 3 so very magic? If you think about things, there's the Holy Trinity, the three jewels of Buddhism, oh, and don't forget the three wise men. Oh, in biology, genetic information is encoded in DNA and RNA using a triplet codon system. Yes, I don't understand that either. But anyway, a human middle ear also has three ossicles. So let's give 3 cheers for the number 3. But what does the number 3 have to do with radio? Here are 3 of my rules of 3 for radio. Number 1, 1 is good, 2 is company, and 3 a crowd. More than 3 voices on the radio and it becomes hard for your listener to work out just who the hell they're listening to. I also include those ghastly roundtable discussions that the BBC and public radio love so much. 2, 3 is just the right amount of items to plug at the start of a show. More, and the listener gets lost in a sea of information. Number 3, tell them you're going to tell them, and tell them you told them. 3 things to remember when writing a cue. You need to warn people of a subject, tell them about the subject, and then finally remind them they've just heard about the subject. Oh, I tell you what, why don't you have 3 more? 1, 3 in a row always seems to be the perfect number of tunes to play before you come back and back sell. Number 2, 3 people involved in a show, the host, the producer and the program assistant. My best radio shows only had just 3 people directly involved in the output. And number 3, I think great sonic logos for imaging should be composed around 3 notes. Think about it, ABC, WABC or radio stations like LBC, just the lovely 3 notes on their own. Thanks.